Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. If you score 8, it's really great. But when it's said and done, you might wish you had stayed on 6 if then you lose by 1. The Vancouver Canucks shut out the Boston Bruins 1-0 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Vancouver, which had lost the previous two games by scores of 8-1 and 4-0, now leads the series 3-2. Game 6 will transpire Monday night in Boston. The home team has yet to lose in this series. Since Game 3, the finals have not included Nathan Horton of the Bruins, who is recovering from a concussion. Aaron Rome has been missing from the Vancouver lineup since he was the one who hit Horton. He was suspended for 4 games. Joining me now to talk about the impact of impacts on this final series is Ron Borges, who writes about the NHL for the Boston Herald. Ron, welcome back to Only a Game.
Glad to be here, Bill. How are you?
Very well, thank you. The NHL recently created Rule 48 to discourage lateral or blindside hits to the head. Though Aaron Rome was suspended, it was not for violating that rule. What was it for?
Well, technically it was for a late hit, which they said was about a second late. I don't know how they determined that, but it was about 3 strides after Nathan Horton had passed the puck to his left, and he was still looking at the pass. There's no question it was a late hit, but it didn't fall under Rule 48.
Rome's teammates and his coach have said that Rome's 4-game suspension was too severe. What's their defense?
That they're hockey players and it was their guy. That's about it. It was, in the opinion of a lot of hockey people, to be honest, a borderline call. Even Tony Amonte, the Massachusetts guy who was such a great player for so long, that's the way he looked at it, and he was kind of unbiased about it, and so did a lot of other people. It was a situation where he wasn't coming really directly from the side, although he wasn't right in front of Horton either, but that's how they got around the Rule 48. They said it wasn't a blindside hit. And a lot of the argument was based on, this isn't the ice capades. You don't skate around with your head down. You know you're going to get hit, especially in the Stanley Cup Finals. So I think this is part of the problem, though, Bill. They justify these kind of hits, even when they lead to these kind of injuries.
Vancouver won the first 2 games of this series, and after Nathan Horton was knocked out of Game 3, the series changed dramatically. Are we looking at cause and effect here?
Well, you know, we're myth makers here in the world of sports, so that's certainly what it's been turned into. And to a degree, although it knocked out Horton, it seemed to wake up his teammates who had been really not playing their style in the first 2 games, and it seemed like they really got energized. And the Canucks, I think, shriveled a bit. Some of their players are not exactly known as hard-nosed guys, and maybe they looked at that hit and said, I'm not sure I want to be part of that. Certainly you could see it in Game 3. From that moment on, every Canuck was looking around waiting for some Bruin to unload on him from behind.
Bruins defenseman Sean Thornton told you, it's on the players to stop hurting each other. Do you sense a change in attitude among the players regarding their responsibility for each other's health and safety?
Unfortunately, not too much. I mean, I think some players, like Sean, who is a noted sort of tough guy himself but doesn't take those kind of shots, are starting to get it. But enough of them, you know, sort of viewed it as a close call, and everybody sort of exonerated Rome after the fact, saying, well, you know, he didn't intend to hurt him, blah, 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 blah. So I think that they're not quite getting it yet, but the league is getting it, because you can't keep losing stars like Sidney Crosby, like Mark Savard, like Patrice Bergeron, now like Nathan Horton, and continue to sell your league to the public. So they know something has to be done. Convincing the players is going to be a little more difficult.
So you're suggesting Sean Thornton's attitude is not exactly representative?
No, I don't think it is. Earlier in the year, Andrew Ferentz, a defenseman for the Bruins, stood up after his teammate Daniel Paille was suspended for a similar type of hit. He stood up and said, look, this hit was wrong. And he was immediately called in the coach's office, and the coach wanted to know just exactly what was he doing. So that's sort of what you're up against.
This week, NHL general managers met and proposed a broader interpretation of Rule 48, recommending that the term blindside be eliminated from the rule. Is this a step in the right direction?
Yes, it is. It certainly is. And I think it was because of just this kind of hit where, you know, technically they could get away with saying it wasn't a blindside hit, but it's the kind of hit that they want to take out of the game. Unfortunately, selling it to the people who run hockey and to a lot of the fans is going to be difficult. I mean, the night that it happened, one of the analysts on CNC broadcasting up in Canada said it was Horton's fault for not paying attention. So as long as you sort of put it on the victim, then you're going to have a long road.
Some have criticized the way the league disciplines players, Ron. Can we depend on the incoming league disciplinarian, Brendan Shanahan, to clean up what some consider an administrative mess?
I think he's going to try. Certainly they have made public announcements and private announcements to the general managers and the coaches that next year is going to be a new day, and they're going to go more to the NFL model of you're guilty until proven innocent sort of thing. And my guess would be the players at that point might begin to adjust their game, you know, when it starts to cost them money. And when their own coaches are starting to say, we can't afford to be losing people because you want to run somebody down. And you could see the effect on the Canucks in Game 4. They had to bring up a defense who hadn't played since March. And quite frankly, he was dreadful. And that's probably underusing the meaning of the word dreadful. And that hurt them. So when you get into that kind of situation, you say, now, wait a minute, is this really worth it?
Ron Burgess writes about the NHL for the Boston Herald. Ron, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Glad to do it, Bill.